Welcome to Lenyap, a news feature about issues and events in Northeast Louisiana from KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Wine, food, and good company are all the focus of Wine Over Water at the University of Louisiana Monroe this Thursday. My guest is Robin Underwood. She's the Director of Alumni Affairs for the university. Robin, welcome back to Lenyap.
Hi, thanks for having me.
For someone who's never heard of this event, let's talk a little bit about how it got started and how this really came to be.
This came to be as an idea of one of our local volunteers. She approached the president of the university 11 years ago as a fundraiser for scholarships. And what her vision was to shut down the campus bridge and host an evening on the bridge in which you were able to kind of get a vision of what the students see as they're walking to the campus, through campus each day. As you know, our campus on ULM is gorgeous, especially at sunset. And so we thought that we could use that as a way to raise funds for scholarships to support students. And so that's how Wine Over Water got started 11 years ago. And of course, that's grown throughout the 11 years and evolved to the event that it is today. We have over 25 restaurants committed to bring their best dishes Thursday evening, and we are excited about this year's event.
Well, and let's talk about it. People mentioned that the bayou is one of the great assets of the University of Louisiana Monroe, being able to have a campus that crosses the bayou that way, and a really a great chance for people to be out there and enjoy being together with friends, but also a terrific party. We're talking about live music, the food that you mentioned, and I will say, having been there before, that the food is usually absolutely incredible, but also the selection of wines and also this year beers.
Yes, we have Glazier's Distributors is providing over 40 different selections of wine, and then Marcella Beverage provides our beer selection for us each year. So we have both wine and beer, so if you're not a fan of wine, we certainly have beer for you. The ticket is all inclusive, so that would include your beer, wine, and food. And on top of that, it includes your entertainment for the evening. And this year, we have a great band planned. It's Dr. Czar's Amazing Funk Monsters. And Dr. Czar's Amazing Funk Monsters is a rock band out of Tennessee, and they have performed in this area, so you may have heard of them or had the opportunity to see them. If not, this is certainly your chance to catch them. They put on a great show, and they are lots of fun.
Well, let's talk about, there's also a patrons party for sponsors, and there are still some tickets available to that before the main event happens Thursday night.
There are. Our plans are to do that in Scott's Plaza, which is the plaza right outside where the Warhawk statue is, outside the library. And we will have a three-piece band playing for the patrons party. Those tickets are a little bit more. Those are $125, and that includes your wine glass and some hors d'oeuvres provided for that event. And then after that event ends at 5:30 to 7:30, you stroll onto the bridge, and it also includes your bridge party ticket, which is a $60 ticket. And both of those tickets are available on the website at ulm.edu/wine.
And if you're not not a web person, don't want to do that, there's also a phone number.
There is. It's 318-342-5240. And you can also stop by the ULM Alumni Center and pick up your ticket. We will sell tickets at the door, but we do encourage you to pre-buy them because we want to avoid a line.
That will make things move smoother once you get there. That's right. So talk about what is this event that has blossomed into, you know, from an idea and a vision to from closing down part of campus to have a party on the bridge to really a fantastic fundraiser for scholarships for students coming to ULM?
Yes, the Spirit of the Warhawk Scholarship is a scholarship designed for the Northeast Louisiana parishes. There's a 9-area parish that students are eligible to receive that scholarship. And in order to be eligible for the scholarship, you have to have a GPA requirement, and you also have to write an essay as to what the Spirit of the Warhawks means to you. Fortunately, I don't have to grade those essays or choose those because they're all fantastic. The students can also use that scholarship for any use that they may need. So whether it's a book usage or if they need tuition assistance or housing assistance, that's one of the best parts about this scholarship is because it does allow the students flexibility. And we have come to know that in Louisiana, higher education extra funding is more important each and every day. And so this event is one of those events where you may think, oh, I could never help higher education. I don't make enough money. Well, a $60 ticket, you can come have a good time, maybe a date night or even a night out with your friends. And you can certainly support scholarships while you do that.
And certainly for someone who might not be able to endow something, this is a great chance to be able to be a part of it and help students further their education. Well, okay, also, if we're outside, and I realize the weather forecast is a little bit dicey, but if we're outside, there are also boat rides on the bayou at sunset, which is, again, tremendous.
Yes, B&L Marine has agreed to provide us with some pontoon boats, and they are going to provide boat rides down the bayou, which is going to be fantastic. Obviously, weather is, for more than one reason, we're all hoping for no rain. Should it rain and we have inclement weather, we do have a backup plan. The event will happen, rain or shine. We will move the event indoors. The patron party will move to the top of the library, and then the main event will move to Fayette Ewing Coliseum. We will communicate that on our webpage, which is ulm.edu/wine. It's also a location in which you can get tickets. And we will also share that information via the news outlets if we do make that call to move it indoors.
Well, let's talk about, again, how do you get tickets?
You can get tickets by stopping by the Alumni Center, giving us a call, 318-342-5420, or by going to ulm.edu/wine.
Robin Stockton Underwood is the Director of Alumni Affairs for the University of Louisiana Monroe. Listen to this and other Lanyaps online at kedm.org. I'm Jay Curtis with Lanyap.